my favorite human being. It's your favorite caffeinated, medicated, and never hydrated nurse, Nurse John. And we are back again to your favorite therapy podcast. I beg your pardon. How are you, bestie? How is everything? Well, if you're asking me right now, I just want to let you guys know that I started something really new. I started meditating in the morning. The first thing I do in the morning now, which I'm very proud of myself, is meditate. I take 5 minutes after I wake up. Instead of holding my phone, I go to my computer, which is not even better. Anyways, I have to access YouTube, and I go to YouTube, and of course, I wash my face, I brush my teeth, and then I sit down, go to YouTube, open a meditation for 5 minutes, and I just sit down there, follow the guided voice, and I'm telling you right now, it makes a difference. I was doing this before a long time ago, but I guess I lost track of it, but I'm not gonna focus on the past. Again, whatever happens in the past stays in the past, and whatever you are right now is what you're gonna focus on. I am retrying it again and doing it again, and it helps so much to just start your day instead of like holding your phone or like looking at your messages, your social media application. Just meditate. The first thing you do, I promise you, it will change how you look at your day, and it's gonna affect you positively, and it's gonna help with your healing process. So yeah, that's something new I'm doing today. What is something new you're doing today, bestie? If the only thing you've ever done today was wake up, I'm proud of you. If the only thing you've ever done today was sit down in the couch and lie down in there and sleep, I'm proud of you. Every small step you make is a progress. Remember that. You don't have to compare yourself to other people's, to your best friend, to your brother or sister, to anyone, because their progress is not your progress, and not because they're winning in life doesn't mean your winning part is not gonna come. It is gonna come, but your path is very different, okay? Oh, I'm sorry. But anyways, if you guys don't notice, I'm wearing this shirt. It says, woke up and chose to save lives. You know that saying, like, woke up and choose violence? Well, healthcare workers woke up and choose to save lives. This is the most nursing shirt ever. And this is actually my merch. Anyways, so for today's episode, this episode is all about social media. Yup. I know a lot of you guys have been asking me, John, how did you get so popular? What's going on? How do you feel about all of this eyes on you, this popularity and stuff? So we're gonna talk about it actually today. Are you ready? So sit back, relax, and listen to this. All right, social media. So to give you a backstory of like how all of this happens, which I have talked about many, many times now in publications, in videos, and interviews. So really, I wasn't the type to post videos in social media before, because again, I'm very introverted. I like my life private. It was just so happened that when I started working as a nurse, things were very different, meaning that I had this imposter syndrome and the COVID situation was not helping at all. And there's a lot of pressure in my head. And then TikTok got so popular, and it used to be like a dancing app, but then it became like a get ready with me. People are sharing their lives. And so that I saw this video of a guy. He was asking, can you tell me a profession that is underpaid, undervalued, underappreciated? So then I video myself, which I did not intend to post. I just wanted to save it. It was literally me just standing with my badge that says RN in it. And I wanted to keep it for myself or like send it to my friends because it's really funny for me. And again, I never thought that I am funny myself. And then what happened is put the phone in my pocket and butt dialed it, and it posted it in TikTok. So basically, the next day, friends and families were telling me, like, John, have you seen your video? It went viral. I was like, guys, I'm vaccinated. Because I don't really know what viral means before. So I was like, well, what video guys are you talking about? The last time I updated my Facebook picture was like 7 years ago. And then they're like, no, your TikTok video went viral, so you should check it out. So I checked it out, and the video that I did not intend to post was posted. And the next day I gathered like millions of views and comments, and I'm like, what the heck just happened? And the funny thing is that it's all positive comments, positive in a way that people are relating to it, and they're like, oh my god, I'm a social worker and I feel the same. Oh my god, I'm a nurse and that is so true. We're so underappreciated, undervalued, underpaid, and all that stuff. And it made me feel good. But again, I felt shy because I didn't want my face out there in the internet. So I was like, oh my god, this is not not happening at all. But I was so happy reading the comments from people because people are relating. And during those days when I was struggling as a new grad nurse, what I was looking for is sort of a someone that can tell me that, hey, John, you're not the only one going through this. There are other people who went through or who is going through the same situation as you, and you are not alone, and that you have a support system. And I'm not saying that the unit that I work at was not supportive. Some of them were supportive, but I'm just trying to say is that I wish someone would tell me that every time I feel like I'm a burden or like I'm not good enough as a nurse or if I'm ever going to be good enough. But then as I was looking on that kind of like community, that first video gave thousands of people who were looking for the same thing, who were going through the same struggles as I did, a sense of comfort, a sense of like, oh my God, finally someone who understands what I'm going through. And then that first video, I took it as a one-hit wonder. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to post any other video. This is it. I'm just going to keep it on my TikTok. I'm just going to keep watching people dancing and people creating and whatnot, because that's what I like to do. I just like to scroll, which is really bad though, because it takes up a lot of your precious time, and time is very important. Every single second matters. Anyway, so like 5 months after just watching and scrolling on TikTok and living my own private life, I decided that, hey, maybe I'm gonna post one more video. And it was literally me having a mental breakdown at work, and I just filmed myself like crying in the medication room where usually nurses and other healthcare worker cries. If it's not the bathroom, it's the medication area. So then I did that myself, and then I posted it intentionally this time. And again, I woke up the next day, there's millions of views and likes. And I was like, wait, people are again relating, and at the same time, they're finding it funny. So I was like, maybe I'm actually funny. And I've never seen myself as like a funny person. And I guess I was the clown of the family back in the Philippines, because I would always make the jokes and whatnot. But I never really see myself as like, oh my God, people are going to find me funny type of thing. And then the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh video all went viral. And then from like having like 400 followers on that first ever viral video like 5-6 months ago, my follower starts racking up. So that's when I kind of like, oh my God, wait, people are like appreciating the contents I'm bringing. And I never called it content before, because again, I was just enjoying posting videos and like expressing myself, my true authentic self. And I was like, you know what? This is it. Like, I love it. I am entertaining people. I'm making people laugh. People comments of like, oh my God, John, you just helped me relieve all my anxiety, or you just helped me get off the stress from this video. And it makes me feel good, because again, one of the reasons why I took up nursing is because I like to see that I am being part of someone's healing journey and I can make people happy. And social media became that. It became like an outlet where I can express what I'm feeling, but at the same time, I'm enjoying it. And at the same time, other people who have the same experience, who are looking for the same experience and who wants to feel belong and validated, are happy to see those videos, because then now they don't feel alone. And I wish I've had that. But then I was like, wait, I'm giving that sense of community, sense of validation, sense of feeling that you're not the only one going through this problem in your personal life, at work, anywhere. And I'm like, okay, this is something good. I told myself, I literally thought of it many, many times to myself, if I'm going to pursue social media, I better do it with the intention of bringing something that is true, positive, and that can impact others' lives. And positive doesn't mean like talking about the good things. Positive also means like talking about the truth that is not brought out there, which happens a lot of times in healthcare. The truth about what's happening inside healthcare is not brought out there. But those are the positives that we want to hear. The miracles we make, the things we do for our patients, the amount of time and energy we put, those are the positive we want to hear. The positive is not, you guys are the real definition of superhero, superhuman, who can stay for 12 hours for 7 days. That's not the positive we want to hear. It's the truth that is being brushed off and sprinkled with something else being brought out there. That's what I mean. So then I continued doing this whole content creation, and I was like, okay, look, I'm gonna do this for fun, and I'm still doing it for fun till this day. That is, I think, the recipe for a very positive, not burnt out, because again, if I'm burnt out in social media and I'm burnt out from work, where am I gonna be then? But what I'm trying to say, the recipe for a positive experience in social media is to enjoy it, to be your real authentic self. And again, when I created video, it used to be just me, like Nurse John. But then I was like, I guess I'm a comedian. I guess I have a talent for entertainment. So then I brought up all of these other characters that I was like, hey, if I can represent different faces other than Nurse John, I will do it because I can reach more people and make other people more validated. You know what I mean? And so then I continued working on my social media. Every single day, I would create a video. Literally after my 12-hour shift, I would go home and the first thing I would do is go to my famous bathroom where I film most of my stuff and film and post it. And then every single day, I guess that dedication that I put in making those videos, which again, was not something I planned. Because a lot of people though is asking me like, hey John, so like, do you write your scripts? What do you do? Do you like brainstorm what's going on? How do you make this content? Because they are so relatable, but at the same time, where do you get all of these? So some of them are from my experience. Some of them are things that people actually do share to me. People share me experience and I was like, hey, if I can remake your experience in a skit and make it into reality, I can make someone feel so much better in a sense that finally someone is bringing out what I just experienced, who nobody understand, nobody want to believe me, nobody wants to listen to. Because as you might know, if you work in healthcare and let's say your partner is not in healthcare, your whole family is not in healthcare, your friends are not in healthcare, whatever the amount of information you give them, no matter how specific you are, they would never get it. They would never even believe you. Like, let's say you tell them that one of my patients actually climbed the ceiling. They're like, oh, really? But then I was like, why can't I make this into a skit? Help those people who's reaching out to me and asking me, John, can you please make this into a skit? I just want to feel validated and I'm not the only one. And then I make it to a skit, I post it as a video, and thousands of other people share the experience saying that, wait, this is literally something I've experienced before. I just experienced this yesterday. This is happening right now. And I couldn't be more than happy knowing that the person who reached out to me who wanted to feel validated is now validated by thousands of other people who's actually experiencing that situation. And that's what I wanted. A community, a sense of like, you belong, you're safe here, you're not the only one. And then that's why I keep making these skits, making it into reality so I can help other people. And I feel like social media for me is like nursing too. I might not be physically nurturing you, nursing you, you know, giving medication, changing abdominal pads or whatnot, but then I can motivate you. I can impact your lives in the most positive way to make you feel more motivated to go to work, to make you realize that you should prioritize yourself. All of this for me is still nursing because I'm still sharing something from me to someone who's a stranger. And if I can give you something that is positive, that can change your point of view in life and what you do, then I'm happy. So I continued doing social media. And I would never expect that in a span of 2.5 years, people would show me this much of support. 5.3 million people have shown me their support. And from a normal boy to now, I can literally walk in Walmart and one of the managers in Walmart, which happened to me many, many times, they're like, hey, my daughter is in nursing school. She watches you so much. Can you please take a picture with me? I just want to show her that I met Nurse John, the famous nurse on TikTok. Or I would be literally in an airplane. A pilot once stopped me. He's like, hey, my wife watches you. She's not in healthcare, but I just wanted to tell you that you make her laugh. You make her happy. You're making her life more positive. And I'm like, oh my God, how? And I'm telling you guys, I'm still very, very shocked with, I guess, this popularity, this fame that was brought into me. And I just want to clarify this, and this is very, very true to me, is that I've never seen myself that way. I've never considered myself higher than someone else just because I have a social media platform. Like, I've never looked at myself that way. I'm just like everybody else. That's why when people see me in the street and they're like, oh my God, is this the real Nurshan? How are you shopping in Walmart? I was like, you guys, I'm just like everyone else. There's no difference between us. The only difference is that I'm a clown in social media and I like to entertain people. But other than that, like, you can call me in my name that all my family calls me, which is Carlo. That's my middle name. And there's nothing that I never see myself as someone like higher than anyone else, because I've seen it myself. I've been to many like events, and you've seen how a lot of social media people are superficial. And I hate to be that. I was like, we're all in the same level. We're all gonna die. We're all gonna be buried. We're drinking the same water. We're eating the same food type of thing. What's the difference? We're breathing the same air at the very end of the day. So yeah, so that's just a little scoop on that of fame. It just so happened that opportunities come in my way, which I never expected at the very beginning. And again, I work my ass off to do it. I learn every single thing about social media, how to deal with brands and all that stuff, which we're going to talk about in a bit. But I've managed most of the things that I've done by myself since I started, kind of thing. I've done it, most of it. Because I'm the type of person that I'm very hands-on with the things and with the things that I am doing. And I'm very specific. If it's not done the way I want it to be done, then I'd rather do it myself type of thing. Is that a Taurus in me? And I'm also very, very stubborn. Anyway, so going back to the whole social media thing. So I consistently, every single day, post a video. I know there are days that it became like it started affecting how I see my social media, which is like I'm starting to look at people's likes, people comments, and if it's not going how I want it, I start criticizing myself. Am I doing better? Should I do better? I should be doing this to cater to people's liking. But then after that, I realized, wait a second, this was all fun and games. This is something I'm doing for fun and I'm enjoying it. And this should not be something that I'm pressuring myself to be doing. Because again, when you start racking up followers, racking up popularity, you kind of start seeing yourself, I guess, like, oh my God, people are expecting something from me every single day. People are expecting for me to release a content. People are expecting me that I grow and I become better every single day. But the thing is, I realized that why am I thinking that way? Again, I'm not doing this so that people are happy. I'm doing this because I am happy to be doing this. And if people who's watching my videos are happy because they see me in my real authentic self, then that should be my happiness. Not people should smile. People should be okay with what I do. So then I kind of changed that mindset. So now I'm more into like, I will do things how I like it, how I want it. And if people don't like it, people don't like it. If people love it, people love it. Another thing about social media is it's very dark. It's not what you think it is. Fame, popularity. Once you start gaining popularity, once you become more known in social media, you rack up supporter, you rack up people who loves you, who appreciates you, but at the same time, you rack up negative haters, people who hates you for no reason. And there's so many of them. Have I dealt with them? Yes. Have I set my mind to not put time and energy to these people? Yes. From the very beginning, there's like one or two people who would say something mean or say something hurtful towards me or towards the things I did, and it would affect me. Because again, I have this very like people-pleasing personality even when I'm younger. And I used to always make sure that the people around me are happy so that I can be happy. But then I kind of realized that I shouldn't be doing that. And I was like, if I do that in social media, then I cannot be my real self. I cannot have fun anymore if I keep letting people decide what I should do so that they're happy instead of me being happy. And if you are pursuing social media, that is something that you should do too, which is follow what makes you happy and not what is going to make someone else's happy. Because at the end of the day, it's just you. You're the one who's lying in your bed alone and thinking about all of these things. These people don't give a crap about you. the haters I'm talking about. The supporters, yes, but even your supporters, when they start criticizing you, don't listen to it. If it's like constructive criticism, sure, but when they start telling you, oh my God, John, you're not funny anymore, you're not this anymore, you should make this kind of video because you're not this any, like, why listen to those people? What I noticed too is a lot of haters are people who envy what you have and they wish they have what you have, so then they try to destroy you so that they see you fail, because you failing means that they don't have to be jealous about you anymore. That's all it is. And then another thing I realized is that no matter what you do, no matter how much good you do and how much careful you are in making sure that people are happy, somebody is still not going to be happy with what you're doing. And you cannot control that. You're not in control of that. And that is not your problem. That is not for you to resolve. You know what I mean? And you really have to be careful in social media because you are going to meet a lot of different people. And meeting a lot of different people means that you can overshare, tell them things. But the thing is, again, it's social media. Very superficial. I have made a couple of friends who I can literally share my life and trust them with things. But I also have made some friends in social media that I regret being friends with because they weren't the same people that you thought they were from the beginning. And you're just like, okay, well, you know what? Even though your heart is good, your intentions are good, but people are there for your fame, your popularity, what you can bring to them instead of like a whole friendship, then it's not worth it. And again, your mistake should not define who you are. It's just a learning experience, a learning curve for you to know in the future that, hey, next time you know what to do. You know what I mean? So anyways, I think in summer of 2022 is when I went from 700,000 followers to 3.5 million followers. And I think we all know why I got really popular on those time. Remember this song? Pussy tight, pussy clean, pussy fresh, pussy pretty, pussy fat, full of flesh. Yes, baby. The legendary tight, clean, fresh audio. And again, it started with like one video and it still makes me laugh to this day. And then it started with one video that went viral. And so again, I took this opportunity to like, oh my God, wait, people are actually finding this funny. I'm racking up likes, I'm racking up views, I'm racking up comments. Why can't I use this audio to spread like awareness or spread good information to people so that they could use it? And again, since I'm a comedian, I'm making skits, not all the information I have shared are evidence-based, but it's basic information that you can find yourself. And I was like, you know what? A lot of people don't know about like making sure that they go for their pap test, they go for their STI checks. I was like, why can't I share those information so that people becomes more aware? They're finding this video funny. It's entertaining, but at the back of it, when you repeat that video, you're like, wait, that is so true. This is my year that I should have gotten my pap test. Or like, this is so true. I should be more aware of like things about my reproductive system or things about like things that I should be more concerned about. And I've seen people, they're like, oh my God, John, you literally reminded me that I should get my pap test or I should get my STI checks. And I was like, oh my God, listen, if I can make you laugh and inform you something very informative, then I'm gonna keep doing it. And I kept doing it. And in a span of like 2 months, you guys brought me to 700K to 3.5 million. And for me, that is still a lot to think about. That is still like, I'm still mind blown on how that happened. And now, since then, people will still recognize me on the street. They're like, pussy tight, pussy fresh. It's the funniest thing ever. And it's all positive things. And I'm so, so happy. And the funny thing too is that DJs start sending me a bunch of like different tune of the tight, clean, fresh audio that I could use and share. I'm telling you right now, in a day, I would get tagged to 10,000 or 20,000 different audios that people make just for me to use it. And it was really funny. It was fun. If I can make you laugh, if I can make you giggle a bit, make you forget a little bit of your stress, I'm happy. Because I'm, again, nursing. And nursing has always been me, the part of me. And so then after that, I keep creating videos, and the videos I was making before is a lot of like showing the situation that's happening with my patients. And I used to really actually like film in my hospital, but I realized that I should not do that. So then I kind of transitioned in filming then into my house, because again, it's professional. No one's going to know that I am on break. Right? So if people see that, like if HR sees that video, they're never gonna know, like, how am I supposed to justify myself and be like, I was actually on break. I actually came into the floor 30 minutes before my shift, or like I stayed like an hour to film it in my locker type of thing. But no one's gonna believe you. So I decided to shift it and do it in my comfort at home. And all my equipments are bought from Amazon, because people are asking me every single time. They're like, John, how the hell do you have so many things like medical supplies in your house? First of all, I have family members who are sick, who have gotten through some stuff, and they all have medication. They have a walker, they have an IV pole, they have a CPAP machine. So I borrow it from them. I get creative. My stepdad has a CPAP machine. I would borrow it from him, just so I can film with it. He has a walker. When he has his hip surgery, I borrowed the walker. My grandma has a wheelchair. I borrow my grandma's wheelchair. One of my cousins has diabetes. I borrowed his glucometer. It looks just like the hospital. But hey, like for me, again, whenever I make videos, I don't brainstorm. I don't sit down and write things. When an idea clicks in my head, I just take my camera, my tripod, and film myself. That's what always happens. It's I tried sitting down and writing all the scripts, the different person that I'm gonna be including, but it doesn't work for me. It's too much work. And again, I'm doing this for fun. What I do is I always just want to make sure that it's, even though I'm filming at home, it brings in the reality that it's the hospital situation. That's basically what I do when I film. And again, when I film, it is a lot of times it's not me. It's not a representation of my personality. Like, it's not John. It's Nurse John or Nurse Pam or Nurse Cindy. These are all people that I created to become one in a hospital. So it's not it's not really me. Don't ever think like, oh my God, John, so are you wearing your wig in the hospital and with your big ass eye bags? Of course not. It's when I'm John, the person, the human being John, I am just John. I am not Nurse John. I am not I'm not Nurse Pam. I'm not any Nurse Cindy or Nurse Elizabeth. I'm not even Mr. Smith. Those are just the people I created for my comedy skits, because I guess I'm a comedian now. You know what I mean? But yeah, so that. And I guess, again, if any of you guys want to pursue content creation or like do something with social media, what I could just recommend to you is, first of all, you need to be your real authentic self. Real authentic self doesn't mean like you're going to show the whole world every single thing that's happening in your life, every single bit. Again, when you become a content creator, everything about you is public. You still want to keep private things within you. Because one more thing that is very scary about social media is that people, there are crazy people out there who will try to find you, locate you, find your family members, add them. And that's the crazy part of it. And you cannot avoid that. That's why I'm saying, like, when I create these characters, that is because I want to separate the John, the person that I am, from all of this. But again, that doesn't mean, like, if I have this character, so does that mean, how are you telling me, John, if you have to be your real authentic self, if all of these characters are made up? Some of the personality of them is me, yes, but some of them are not, and they're coming from real life stories of other people, and I'm just trying to reenact it. How am I good at it? I have no idea, you guys. I'm just being the real me. The real you is just you acting the way who you are with your friends, with your family, with your partner, and all that stuff. That's being real you. It's not showing people every single bit of your life. Because again, you need some privacy. Because once you're out there, people want to know every single thing that's happening in your life. And you're not going to want that. You still want to have this part of your life where it's just how it used to be before you become a content creator, before you become popular. So number one is be yourself. Two, if you're going to pursue content creation, make sure it's for a positive reason. There are so many content creators out there that is spreading negativity, spreading lies, spreading hate, which is already way too much because, again, social media itself is full of hate, negativity. So if you're going to pursue this, make it positive, make an impact, make something that's going to help people remember you in the future. And it's really funny because I was like, so does that mean, Jao, we're going to remember you singing Pussy Tight, Pussy Clean, Pussy Fresh? I mean, if you can giggle with it like 10 years from now, I'm going to be happy, yes. If Pussy Tight, Pussy Clean, Pussy Fresh made you realize those good days that you laughed, you forgot your stress, sure. But again, spread positivity, guys. And another thing is, I want to touch up in this mostly for healthcare workers because, again, a lot of healthcare workers some of us are aspiring to be content creators, and a lot of us are either in comedy, in education, in lifestyle and education, and other things. If you're a healthcare worker and you want to pursue content creation, there is a very, very fine line that you always have to be aware of. That is separating your professional life to your personal life and to your social media life. Because I've seen so many content creators from the healthcare community who have used their platform to either damage themselves or spread negativity. And again, that's what you don't want to do. You want to be the most inclusive, the most respectful, the most positive person that you can be in social media without hurting or without devaluing or depersonalizing someone else. And if you ever want to be a content creator and let's say you're a nurse, don't film the hospital. I know a lot of us have so much content going on in our head if we can film it in the hospital. But then again, general public would not understand that some of us actually do get breaks. Some of us actually have some spare times, but spare time doesn't mean 2 hours, 1 hour, 30 minutes. It could be your 5 minutes. People will think that, oh, I thought you guys are short staff or understaff or you are struggling. How the hell do you have a time to film? They would not know the backstory of it. They would not see you struggle. They would not know that you actually only had 5 minutes and you took that 5 minutes and choose to film. That's what I realized when I was making content creation. That's why, again, I shift from like filming in my hospital setting to the home, because no matter how much justification I make, no one's going to believe me. So when you're a healthcare worker, again, when you're making content, make sure that you are protecting your license, because again, we're still professional. And as much as we want to spread information, fun, and positivity, separate hospital, making contents, and your personal life away with each other, because it will highly affect you. And I've seen so many creators, again, who have been destroyed by social media, who have been misunderstood by social media. And the thing about social media right now is cancel culture. Somebody can literally spread a misinformation about you, and people will trust that misinformation over you. And what's going to happen is you're going to destroy your life. And people from the internet can even destroy your family, your friends, everything that you have. So you really have to be careful. Whenever you make contents about, let's say, healthcare, make fun of yourself, your experience over, let's say, a patient. You know what I mean? Again, you don't want to make fun of your patient, because the reason why they're in the hospital is because they're either suffering, they're going through something, or it's not really fun. You know what I mean? And I know there are funny situations, but again, you can backtrack it and be like, wait, I'm actually the funny one that people can laugh at. And again, the whole point of this content creation is because it's all about you, right? So make everything about you and less of someone else. You can make something comedic without hurting somebody, except the big CEOs and the hospitals. Crap. You can talk about that. You can talk about the bullying. You can talk about the harassments and stuff. You can talk about those stuff. But when it comes to like vulnerable people and population, don't. They deserve to be respected. They deserve to have the privacy. You know what I mean? So basically, that's it. That's number two. And number three is make it a fun experience if you want to be a content creator. Don't ever, ever start content creating and then you gain popularity and now you're pressured to be better every single day. Sure, growth comes in when you start making content because then you're going to realize some mistakes you've done, some things that you think should have been there or things that you wish was different. But that doesn't mean that you should be pressured every single day to make content or you should be pressured by your fans or your people who supports you, people comments and telling you, oh my God, you post like every 4 days now. Like, what the hell is this? We love you so much and now you're becoming different. No, don't get pressured by people. Do it because you're having fun. Do it because you enjoy it. Do it because it's not a job. And I'm not saying social media is not a job because I found a job in it. You know what I mean? But what I'm trying to say is that it should be a fun experience for you more than a stressful experience. Because if it starts stressing you, if you start crying, getting anxious, depressed, then you should stop because this isn't the place for you. And I'm not being mean or rude about it, but again, if the job that you left that you're talking about in your content is already toxic and you're not happy with it, and then in social media you're still the same thing, then there is something wrong. You need to disconnect. You need a detox from your job, from social media, and just take it and kind of connect to yourself back again. Rebuild yourself. And another thing I want to talk about, since we're already talking about that, is that you can take some time off in social media. When things are getting heavy, and I'll be really transparent and honest, is that social media, when you start getting popularity, it will affect you negatively and positively. But most of it is negative. And again, social media is like that. Right? You start comparing yourself from others, you start being jealous, you start hating yourself, you start criticizing your own self, and that's going to happen. But I think is what's important is that you know and you realize when you need to stop. Stop means, listen, I'm gonna delete all this social media application, I'm gonna take a time off, and I'm just gonna focus on rebuilding myself. Again, you are more than your job, social media, and anything else. Prioritizing your mental, physical, and emotional health is more important because the healing part of that takes forever. And sometimes it doesn't even heal at 100%, and it will never. The more you damage it, the more it's harder for you to recover back. Delete all your application, focus on yourself, and when you're ready again, when your cup is full, when it's overflowing with self-love, self-gratitude, self-appreciation, confidence, then go back and re-download your social media. If it's really making you happy, content creation, do it. And don't be ashamed if you love making video, if you love filming yourself, because also another thing is that people make fun of you. They're like, oh my God, you're so cringy. Well, might be cringy, but at least a lot of people appreciate the video. A lot of people are happy. A lot of people are appreciating it. And that's what matters. Again, haters, let them be. They're always going to hate. They're always going to say something about you, no matter how good you are as a person. So don't listen to them. Focus on what you want to do. Focus on what you love doing. Let them be. They hate it when you're successful. They hate it when you get on top over them. And it's always like that. And again, don't make social media a competition, because that's when it becomes difficult for you. So that is it. That's the social media thing. What else am I going to be talking about with you guys? If content creation is something you love, push through it. Make contents. Don't lose hope. Keep making content. Sometimes it also what's going to happen is you're going to have a mental block. You're going to have a really foggy brain and you're like, oh my God, there's nothing for me to make. There is always something to make. That's what I have in my head. And I think it's also when you start thinking of things negatively is when things become more negative. When you say, I'm never going to be good with this, I don't think I'm ever going to find any ideas, then you start becoming those thoughts. But if you decided to be more positive and be like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to let this day be. And then tomorrow, I'm going to get back and make contents again. That should be your mindset. Instead of like talking bad, talking negatively about yourself and how you're not good enough. You are good enough. And again, don't look at the amount of followers you have. a lot of people out there has millions of followers, but has no people who supports them authentically. You want to build a community of people who feels like you're a whole family. And that's what I felt that I have. I have a whole family of different people around the world, not just healthcare workers, but people in general who I consider as my family. People who relates to me, people who finds me funny, people who sees the good in things and find the joy, and that no matter how bad your day is, there is still something to be proud or happy about. You want that. Make a community of people who likes you. And again, you can have 10,000 followers, 5,000 followers, 10 million followers. What's important is you affect one life. Every one life you affect positively is something good that you should be proud of, because not everyone can do that. So you can have 5,000 followers, but if you have 4 people who authentically supports you, who authentically feels like you are changing them positively and you're helping them grow in whatever things you're doing, you should be proud of that. Put that on your CV, girl. That's basically it. I know this, I'm wishy-washy with all of this information, but again, this is our podcast. This is like a therapy session, so I can go back and forth with things. I just also want to speak about, if you are a healthcare worker or just someone who wants to content create, you also have to find your niche. Niche is like, what is something that people can remember you about? You know what I mean? And again, for me, I guess people remember me as the nurse. As that nurse on TikTok or nurse on Instagram or that nurse who dances, who shake his freaking ass, and and that's just me. And my niche is funny situation in the hospital. That is the truth. That is my niche. And I also cook. Do things that you like. The cooking part, I just introduced it at one point and I was like, you know what? Why can't I share me dancing, which I actually do dance, and cook at the same time? And people appreciated it, and I didn't force myself to do something that I don't want to do just so that people will like me. You know what I mean? And again, that's another thing. Do not do something that you don't really want to do just so that people can like you or people will be happy. A lot of people do that, and as much as like, okay, sure, but then are you even happy doing that? Are you going to be proud in 10 years that you did what you have to do so that people are happy instead of you are happy? That's what I thought. So yeah, find your niche. Make sure that it is something that you are very proud about, that you are very known to. So if your niche is lifestyle, which is like telling a story about your every single day, do it. Include your nursing. Include the nursing part of it. Include the being a medical student about it. Include the nutritionist about it type of thing. Like, just search what you love and like doing, who you are as a person, and then keep doing it. And again, the very beginning is the hardest part, because that's when you're gonna be like, oh my God, people actually don't like what I'm doing. What happened to me is accidental. Accidental that the next day that I woke up, everything just went millions and thousands. Again, it's about the one person you affect every single day, that in 365 days, if you're able to have 365 people who likes you, who supports you, every single year, you can make a difference. Don't look at the numbers. The numbers will make you rethink, will make you criticize yourself. Look at the positive comments and support you get from those people. That's what you should be looking at, because you're going to be more motivated to keep doing. The very beginning is the hardest, because you're not going to see growth. But consistency is the key. You have to keep going. You cannot lose track. You cannot be like, oh, this is not working, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then you come back again and you're like, oh, let's do this. Let's post a lot of video. Let's do this. And then you're going to have another down where you're like, you know what? This is not working. That's why it's not working. It's because you keep going and then stopping and then going and stopping. You have to be consistent. You have to just keep doing it, and you're gonna see a difference. At least that's what I did for myself. And again, don't do what I did, which is like, after my 12-hour shift, I went straight to my bathroom and filmed like 5 or 10 videos. That's not what you should do. That's just what's working for me that time, and that's what I feel like doing that time. So I kept doing it, and I would even take some time off to make video. And again, it's how you like things. As long as it's not forced, as long as it's not affecting who you are as a person, then you should keep doing it. And don't lose hope, because I did not lose hope in myself. And what motivated me again is the amount of people who message me. And I receive many, many messages every single day. And what touches me is when people, like patients or people in general, are telling me, hey, John, I am going through this very, very hard situation, or I'm sick right now. I'm going through this. My partner just died, or my grandma has died. And your video really helped, not only by making me laugh, but also showing me that, you know, I'm not the only one going through this, and it's going to be okay, and everything's going to be all right. And that's what kept pushing me and making videos every single day. And I'm happy with that. So look at the positive, okay? And again, and you guys also might be wondering by the fact that, hey, John, so did you quit nursing because you are now a whole social media influencer? Not at all. It just so happened that my burnt out was in the midst of me becoming a social media influencer. And I don't like calling myself an influencer. I'm actually a content creator because I do provide quality content, period. And again, it's just, it all came together. And at that time, I was already in the verge of my burnout. So then I had to quit, but I cannot just stop my social media. It's helping me heal at the same time, because if I'm seeing other people who's relating to my videos, some of my experience, my real experience, it makes me feel good. It helps with the healing part of like the burnout, where like, okay, sure, I'm not the only one. Okay, there's another 1,000 or 4,000 people who went through the same situation that I just had, and they're validating my feelings, and I am validating their feelings. So that's what's helping me to keep going and pushing. So no, I did not quit because I focus on social media. And yes, I will be really, really honest with you guys right now. I do make some money from social media, because again, I guess the popularity rise up, and then so brands and company reach out to me to advertise and do that. So yes, I do make an income from this, and it's helping me to kind of survive while I am on leave from work. But at the same time, I had money kept aside, so I can survive. I'm good. And you know, like, never ever think that. But am I going to continue doing social media? Yes. Am I going back to work as a nurse? Absolutely. I'm itching every now and then, and now I feel so much better. I feel less burnout. And honestly, in the past few months, I actually have been so sad sometimes, because I was just thinking, I wish I am going to another patient's room and taking care of them, or like, I just miss bedside right now. And I don't think I would be any other type of nurse other than bedside, just because I really love interacting with people. That is just something I love doing. And I know I've been talking about how like I'm an introvert, and then you guys are like, that's impossible that you're an introvert because the videos that you make. But again, I'm facing a camera, you guys. But put me in a stage with thousands of people, I'll be shaken. Not just my ass, but my whole body. I'll be in hypothermia situation. I guess now I'm an introvert extrovert, so I'm in between. But I always have been an introvert. I like my space. I like staying at home. I like just like doing my own things. I like not talking. I like just doing my own stuff. That's it. But yeah, I am actually going back to work. And I've said this in the last two episodes. I am going back to work as a nurse. But like I said, I love bedside. But then I don't want to throw myself into the cage of lions again and burn out myself. So I actually took up a nursing job that is not bedside. What is it? Well, I'm gonna tell y'all all very, very soon. But yes, I am so excited to take up this job, and it's going to help me and help others. You can guess it, but I'm not gonna tell you now. But yeah, so that's it. That is our episode for today, social media. And again, I love you, love you, love you guys so much. I want you guys to do me a favor though. Can you please download this episode, leave us a 5-star, follow the podcast, turn on notification, and share it. It would really, really help our podcast to stay up there so that people know and people can listen to the stories, to the real life stories and situation that we all experience in healthcare and just in general. I love you guys so, so, so much, and I hope you're doing well. And again, if you want to be a content creator, do it, bestie. I'm pushing for you. I'm cheering for you. But again, you have to be your true authentic self. You have to be leaving a positive imprint on people and making sure that you will not change for other people and not listening to haters. Okay? I love you, love you, love you guys so much, and I will see you next week. Mwah.